Flooding, obviously, was a major issue.
Flooding was a huge issue. It was our tragedy. It was perhaps the chief problem. Flooding and development, how to get city services to new areas, how to keep older areas from deteriorating, how to allocate resources. The city was changing a lot. How to maintain the viability of the downtown was a concern. As I say, the Williams Company anchored the north of the downtown.
Let's talk a bit about downtown. Some of the department stores that you remember from downtown Tulsa.
Well, there was Brown Duncan and Vandiver's and Seidenbach's and lots of specialty stores, Miss Jackson's. There was wonderful Nelson's Cafeteria, Bishop's, where everybody ate.
Clark's Good Clothes.
Clark's Good Clothes, Renberg's.
So
it was
really
very, very lively. It began to change, of course, with the advent of shopping centers, Utica Square being the first one, and then South Roads and South Roads Mall, and then finally Woodland Hills.
So were you here long enough then to see that happening?
Yes.
And there was nothing you would do about it because you just thought that was the trend?
Well, there was a lot to be done about it. We were attempting to deal with transportation. The Performing Arts Center was built during my time. And as I said, in the Williams Center complex, John Williams spearheaded that. He was a wonderful Tulsan.
He was a giant, wasn't he, in
this
town?
He was a giant, yes. The city was involved in the theater, and John Williams was, of course, very involved. I remember going to a meeting one time when we all decided on one particular position. We went to the meeting, we came out, we did not prevail, and I thought to myself, we were outnumbered. There was one of him and only five of us. Yes, John Williams was a giant.
But
the city has a lot to thank him for.
And the fact that John Williams and Mayor LaFortune were very tight and they could work together.
Bob LaFortune could work with anyone. He was wonderful, and I'm sure John Williams trusted him, as everybody admired the mayor. I remember when the Performing Arts Center opened, Ella Fitzgerald came to sing. That was very, very wonderful. And that has been a marvelous, marvelous treasure in the city.
It's one thing of many things. It has lasted to this very day. So you're spending 3 years at the City Commission?
Yes. And while I was there, another thing happened. We were working on flooding. The citizens were teaching us what to do. We hired a hydrologist, Charlie Hart, who just recently retired from city government. He was wonderful, wonderful public works chair. But he was our first hydrologist, and we began to learn about what happened to water. We began to learn that you didn't want to rush the water down the creek. You wanted to keep it and let it seep into the ground. So we wanted sort of holding ponds. Stan Williams was at the TMAPC at the time, and he spearheaded the development of stormwater management and the stormwater ordinances, which were very revolutionary. It was a pretty good fight because developers had been used to developing, and this is a city who likes freedom to do what you want to with your own property. So there was a little bit of a dust-up, a little bit of a fight. But it was one of the really proudest moments of Tulsa when we adopted those ordinances.
And did that happen during your time on the commission?
No, it began during our time on the commission. Right. We began working on them and we began identifying the problem. But the ordinances were adopted in 85 and 86.
Is that when Mayor Terry Young was mayor?
Yes, Mayor Terry Young was mayor.
And he spearheaded and was a promoter of that.
He certainly was, yes.